Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we got a problem.
G-O-G-L-E-O-T-L. My white collar started, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came through. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media is a maverick tutor. With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr. Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building, building.
Oh,
hey, welcome back, family, to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. And guess what? I am he, Don Adams Jr., your favorite host to tune in to. Let me just take it out of the box for a minute, family, and just put my normal thank yous out there ahead of the schedule. Normally, I know we go ahead and break it off and give you a quick song, but and I'm feeling so excited about it tonight, family. I want to say thank you to you all for tuning in, first of all. You know, I know that you all are sharing your time with me, and you know something, your time is the most precious thing that you can offer to anyone or anything. With that being said, I want to give my normal acknowledgments out to my EOTM family. I want to say hot ups to Carla B., Ronnie, the First Lady of GPT, Queen G, and of course, we are not going to forget about my brand new co-host, Miss Sweet T, who we'll bring on in a minute for you, family. With that being said, I want to put it out right away. The studio number to call in tonight is going to be 718-664-6543. Let me say it again, family, 718-664-6543. Also, let me put out our show information for you all out there that don't know. www.eotmradio.com is where you can find us. And also most of our announcements. My personal email address is donadamstalkshow@eotmradio.com. I'm going to say it again, donadamstalkshow@eotmradio.com. With that being said, family, the blog room is definitely open, family, and we're open for business. So I don't want you all to be shy in the blog room and not feel as though you want to call in and give me your comments, because I'm looking for it on both ends. So with that being said, family, we're going to take it off to a quick commercial break, song break, and when we get back, I'm going to be sitting here with my beautiful host, Miss Sweet T, and we're going to chop it up for you, family.
Conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, tears drops made my eyes blur, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true, holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying no more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.
life.
How sweet, I gotta find me a girl to make my life complete. You can scratch my back, we'll get cozy and huddle. I'll lay down my jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I give you a roll, pull out your chair before we eat. Kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do. But where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love.
Hey, welcome back, family, to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Let me let you know the blog room is open, and we do have folks logging in. So guess what? I will read your comments live online if you choose to have it done so. I'm just going to assume that if you write it, I'm going, you know, you want me to read it. With that being said, family, before we go on, let me just mention this also. The call-in number again, I know I said it before, and I'm going to say it again, is 718-664-6543. Also, family, I don't want you all to forget that we do need signatures on our child support petition. You can find that petition at www.eotmradio.com. I'm going to say it again a little bit slower, www.eotmradio.com. And I want to stress to you that, ladies, we need you. This is not a black male issue, as a lot of folks previously thought that it was. It's a social issue, family. And we need you, ladies. There's simply not enough brothers and not enough. And when I say brothers as it relates to child support, I'm talking about my Caucasian brothers. I'm talking about my African-American brothers. And I'm talking about my Latino brothers. Those three groups that are largely hit and largely being eaten alive by this child support system, this brutal system that we have in place. So, family, you know, if nothing else, ladies, if you have a son, a brother, an uncle, or someone who you know personally who's involved in this child support racket is what we call it, you know, consider this. You know, sign the petition and let's see if we can and try to get some changes with that being done and said. So, family, let me move it along. I want to bring to you all, family, someone who you all already know. She is a lovely, lovely lady inside and out. Let me just stop talking and introduce to you all my sexy new co-host, the sexy, sweet, but sassy diva, Sweet Tea. What's going on, Sweet Tea?
Ooh, I like the way you run me out.
can't go all the way.
Okay, look, you made me want to throw some heels.
Throw some heels. What you gonna do with them?
Look, like walk somewhere, make me feel even more sexier. Look.
Oh my goodness!
Okay.
What's going on? What's going on with you?
Oh God, it's a rainy day, as you already know, and I feel like.
Well, hold on, the audience. Wait a minute. You know what? Hold on, Sweet Tea. The audience wanted to clap for you. All right, now let's run it.
All right, you got that at your system. Okay.
I'm working on it.
It's okay. You know, it's been raining. So mm-hmm. I feel like I'm just like the cat in the hat over here, you know. Pick the kids up from school. They bored. I don't like driving in the rain, so I've been baking cookies. I'm finna gain some weight. Baking cookies, popping their movies, trying to entertain them. So this has my day been going since, like, what, 3 o'clock since I got out of school?
Ooh-wee.
Yes, you know, and then my son, he been sick. So I told him, it's real funny, he don't tell me today. He been out of school for 2 days. And I feel better. I'm starting to feel real better now. I said, I'll feel better, too, if today was Friday. He said, what does that mean? What do you mean by that, Ma? I said, because you don't have to go to school tomorrow. I feel better, too.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay. Boy. Leave it to the kids to figure out a way not to go to school, boy. And I'm gonna tell you something. That's some. The kids can be so damn ingenious. I mean, trust me, I know. They are smart as hell, family. Y'all give them too much credit now. Don't give them that much credit. Because you know what? Sometimes they have a tendency to get up before the rooster crows. Let me say it one more time. They get up before the rooster. Early bird gets the worm.
Well, you know, you love your doggone sound effects.
Well, you know, look, I had a great teacher.
Don, I could have did that. Let me be your sound effect.
Well, just so the family know, I had a great teacher. I'm just going to tell you up front. A great teacher. You want to know who that was?
Night Rider.
Who?
Night Rider.
Say it one more time.
Night Rider.
Hey, come on now, you know better than that.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Night Rider. Speaking of Night Rider, guess what? We're gonna do a tribute to her.
Okay.
Night Rider. Where are you? She's out on 285.
Oh, wow. You okay?
She look, she out on 285.
Oh my. Sell it.
Hold on. Oh, look, look, Teresa, she on her way to Cali.
You look crazy.
Ooh,
right,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Never stay close because I want.
But look, family, let me put it out there for you, family. Tonight, Sweet Tea and I have another lovely hot subject for you. You know, the question has come up, and let me just, you know, be gentle when I say it, but the question has come up as to why black women are so angry. But, you know, I'm just going to keep it real with you, family. I fail to see the logic in it, because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that black women are as angry as, you know, they're being depicted. I'm going to give the ladies a shot at this thing. I don't know what my co-host is going to do about it, but I'm going to give the ladies a shot at this thing. What you think, Sweet Tea?
Well, I feel it's a lot of reasons why black females is angry, and I like to start off by saying I think that they more disappointed, and then disappointed turns to anger, and then anger turns to bitter. And I got, like, yes. So I have, like, so many different ways that I can tell you why I feel that way, and I can start with one if you're ready for me.
Wow. Well, hold on a second, Sweet Tea. Before we get there, you know, this subject is so hot. I got folks sending me texts and everything else. We got somebody that's already on the call lines. And I'm going to leave the line. I'm going to actually go ahead and let this caller get a comment in. And see where, you know, find out where we are with this thing. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second. That caller got off. Okay. Okay, well, I guess it's just you and I. Well, I'm gonna say it to you like this. You know, I agree with some of what you're saying, and I think that, you know, on the forefront, I think women have, if they are angry, I think they have a lot of reason to be angry. I think that, you know, society, for the most part, has really beaten black women down over the years. And now with a lot of the reforms that President Clinton and some of the other folks that have come along in the White House have put into place, you know, we're starting to see more and more of our sisters rise to the top. And I'm going to put myself out there, and I'm going to say that it seems to me that it's kind of like a quick pro quo situation. In other words, you did me, now I'm going to do you. So, you know, I don't think it's as much anger as it is now I have the upper hand and I'm going to use it against you. What you think, Sweet Tea?
Like I said, it's a lot of reasons, and that's one of them, too. I agree, that's one of them. I can go down, you know, a list of things. Like I said earlier, keep in mind, I don't feel like they was angry. At first, I felt like they was disappointed. It started like that, and then it started in my world. It started off being disappointed, and then it started off being angry and then bitter. Disappointed me, like, when you going to grow up and when you going to realize? Okay, now I'm angry because you ain't hearing me. Now some females get to the point, I'm bitter. I don't want nothing to do with no guy. You get, I've seen it, and I've been around it. Thank God I didn't get to the point that I was bitter, because I prayed about it and God is good. But I've seen it, so I'm going to speak upon it. A lot of reasons. And like I said, I'm going to start with one, and how I feel in my heart, and I'm going to break it down to you.
Okay, then. Let's run it.
Are you ready?
Oh, wait a minute, hold on 1 second. Before we get weird, because I know you're ready. Hey, you're ready. Hey, I can see it in you. I can see it.
Because
let me just
I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. Oh, trust me. I hope we can get down with it. You know what? I'm going to put something out there to the family before we chop it up real good, Sweet Tea. This topic came to us at EOTM via email from someone out there in EOTM land. And it came across as an article in the Washington Post. It says single black women are now being urged to date outside of their race. Single black women are now being urged to date outside of their race. So many black women are single She says that they become that they're stuck in the groove of a one-track song, sitting along waiting for that one good black man to come along and sweep them off their feet. Waiting, talking to friends, waiting, going out alone, waiting, going to work, waiting. Waiting for a good black man with the same education level to marry them. Waiting even when they know the odds are stacked against them. Single black women with college degrees outnumber single black men with college degrees almost 3-1 in major urban areas such as Washington, D.C., according to a 2008 population survey by the U.S. Census Bureau. Given those numbers, any economist would advise them to start over elsewhere. An economist is saying, ladies, you need to date outside your race. Wow. Let's get with it, sweet tea. Chop it up. Let's do it. Let's take the gloves off and get with it.
Okay. First, I want to start by saying you can love whoever you want to love, but I'm going to keep it realistic. Okay,
mm-hmm.
As far as why females decide to go out their race. And ain't nothing wrong with that if you're doing it for the right reasons. But just
Whoa.
Don't be doing it because you just want to find a good white man who just on your level. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I'm going to go way back of slavery days with female spirit that is now. Yes, I'm going to go way back. Let me tell you, I'm going to go way back. And listen, I got a point what I'm about to make, though.
I'm gonna go way back
to slavery days when a black female stood by her man's side when he was getting slapped all on his back picking up cotton, and then a black female is getting raped by white people. Okay, and then here come Malcolm X, here come Martin Luther King, who fight for our rights, and now we got a black president. While I'm going with this, hear me out. Now you got the NBA players, basketball players, you got the football players, you got the golf players, you got all the, like, I'm talking about black brothers who's doing their thing, the lawyers, the doctors, and then what you see? I'm not being prejudiced. You see a white chick on their arm talking about she's not cool. Okay, what about the black sisters that you just broke down saying they want a man on their level who graduated from college, who has common sense, who has knowledge, and who is their petite, beautiful black queen? What happened to what we got to settle for? The crumbs, the brothers who ain't no good, then we got to complain about, and then we look up and see our brothers not just being in love with the white kid, just to say, oh, I got me a white chick on my arm. And then it's disappointing me because I have a black mother who carried my son for 9 months, and then I'm raising him to be that strong, powerful black man, and then he knocks at my door with a white chick. And I'm like, what happened to a sister who's on your level? I'm not keeping mad now, y'all. I'm not being precious. You can love who you want to love, but love for the right reasons. Don't love just to show off. That I got a white chick with long blonde hair and blue eyes. Now, if you really truly love her, ain't no wrong with that, okay? Because just keep in mind what we went through and what we struggled through as a black, beautiful queen, as y'all want to say we are, but then y'all don't want to share none of y'all money with us, okay? You want to throw it away with the white chick. Well, we still over here. Okay, so now, listen here. I'm going back. Now, listen what I'm saying now. I'm going back what I said earlier, Don. We not angry. We was disappointed, and that disappointment turned into anger. Then that anger turned into bitter. Now, what you got to say about that? Because I got a lot more to come.
Damn, let me just break this down. So I guess, in effect, what you're saying is there's too many of us out there dating the wagon. But listen, sweet tea, let me just say this in defense of the brother man, okay? Now, I don't know about the rest of the cats out there, but I'm going to put it to you like this, all right? So you and me, we might end up beefing over this, but we're going to handle it like adults because we're going to have to agree to disagree on some of this. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't see nothing wrong with dating a white chick. I mean, I'm going to be fuck with you. I'm going to be blank with you. The only thing I see that's wrong with it is that we got brothers out there who mistakenly think that white women are going to treat them better than black women. No, they're not going to treat you better. They're going to treat you different. Now, some cats out there feel like they're more subservient and easier to handle. Which, I don't know. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, y'all are full of fire. I mean, I'm just going to tell you like it is. A lot of black women out there, not all of you all sisters, have a lot of fire with them. And I think it comes from being angry. Now, you know, the fact that a brother decides he wants to go and deal with a white chick, I don't know. I mean, you know, hey, listen, let me just put it to you like this. I'm all for the rainbow colors, baby. I'm all for the rainbow
colors.
Ain't
no wrong with that. Like I said, it's okay to, if you hear what I'm saying, it's okay to love who you want to love, but let it be for the right reason. I hear a lot, and the reason why I'm saying it, because I hear a lot of brothers saying, now she started to speak her mind. She talked to me. I'm going to get a white girl. She don't do what I say. But for the news, you a reality check 411 knocking at your door, honey. Now white chicks, it's not, they speaking their mind, and they don't do what they want to do, but y'all still with them.
But sweet to me, hold up. Now let me ask you this. Now you cannot deny that my sisters out there love you to death, but you can't deny that most times it's gonna be a battle of the wills, attitude, and so forth and so on. Now come on now, sweet tea. Let's talk about
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Don. It's not back in the days I used to hear brothers say, well, a white chick, she don't do what I say, and she do more things that a black girl ain't no do. But what I'm trying to tell you now, white chicks is just doing just more talk than we is, and not battling it down with what a black dude said to them. But they still seems to manage to go that way. What happened to the intelligent black females who stood by your side and who was there for you? And then soon we say the wrong thing.
Okay, well, you know what? Okay, sweetie, I'm going to take my gloves off since you took yours off. I'm going to say it in one comment. I'm going to say it in two words. They gold diggers.
What about the white chicks, though? Cause that's so sad that you said black girls to you. See what I'm saying? That's so. But you contradicted yourself. Cause earlier you said all black girls ain't like this. Now we gold diggers. I have a problem with that. Now if you just go back what you, let me break it down to you. If you just go back what you just, what is it? If you just go back what you read earlier with the female who wrote to you and said, what about the sisters who graduated and intelligent and have their own money and can't find a brother who's on their level? That means that's what she trying to say is, and what I hear coming out of her mouth is she ain't no gold digger. She got her own.
Well, hold up. Here's the thing. Gold diggers today have advanced from the stages of being broke to being mediocre to having money. See, nowadays, they come in all three flavors. You see, the broke gold digger going to stay in your pockets. The mediocre gold digger, well, she going to be in and out your pockets if you let her. But the true gold digger, the one that's got the money, and I say the true gold digger, the one that got the money, she going to put all her in the bank and leave it there and spend yours. You follow where I'm going? So, I mean, you know, and I'm just being real with you. I think we find more gold diggers in our, you know, saying, race than we do anywhere else. Now, I'm putting myself out there with you. Now, this is between you and me, sweet tea. I think we find most sisters out there that throw diggers and anything else. What you think?
That's my thing.
That's the one you want right there.
That's my talent.
That's the one you want right there, sweet tea. Yeah, anyway, family. Go ahead. It's your flow.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Are you saying that a majority of black females is gold diggers? I'm just trying to get you straight.
I'm not saying that the majority of them are gold diggers, but what I am saying is this. I think you have gold diggers in all races. Regardless of the background, I think there's Asian, I think there's Hispanic, I think that there are, I mean, because the bottom line is, money is what makes it go around for us all. But I think that as a concentration, as a whole, you got more black women that are gold diggers than you do anybody else.
So you trying to say, okay, a black female who have a lot of money, and then she give it a man, a black good man who have his money, she let her money sit in the bank?
I mean, she's still going for it. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, she's trying to spend her money. She's trying to do me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, at the end of the day, I mean, come on, let's keep it real now. You, and you know what? I can tell they were sneaky ass laughs
you
got there.
I'm going to keep it real.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it real. And that's the only way I can do it, keep the true E. Hollywood story. Now, the people who black females who have money, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm just speaking for the ones I know. Who have money, they're the type of females who gonna treat you and you don't treat them. It ain't about you, they send their money in the bank. I'm gonna take care of you the way you take care of me. You treat me good, I'm gonna treat you good. That's how I know.
I'm gonna be fair with you because I'm gonna agree with you on this one because I've seen it go both ways. But as a whole, I mean just as a literally whole, I think I'm gonna go to an African American raising anything. It's not about you.
It's attracting the wrong people.
You know what? I'm gonna do it like a family. With that family right there, we're gonna take a break. I'm gonna show you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna show you what I'm gonna do to those red, those gold niggas out there. When we come back, family. Hopefully, we're gonna get some calls on the line. And I see my folks in the blog room. And they're not saying it to me. They're not talking to me. So, folks in the blog room, throw your hands up and give me some feedback. We're gonna be right back, family. Stick with us, and we're gonna finish chopping it up with Sweet T and Don Adams on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show.
All right.
welcome back, family, to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Y'all called me a Sweet T with our what now? Anyway, here we are, family. We're talking about why black women are so angry. And my question is, really, are they angry? You know, Sweet T brought out some hot points. I mean, some blazing hot points about the fact that black women are disappointed. And it's not a matter of them being angry. Well, she said they did get angry, but after the disappointment, it sounded like it was a three-phase thing. But, you know, in any regards, though, fam, she came out with some hot points. And I see my family in the blog room. Y'all sitting down over the night, but that's okay. I know you're with me. But, Sweet T, let me ask you a question. All right? You with me? All right. Let me ask you a question. Here it is. All right? At the end of the day, who pays for the date? Is it right for the man to always pay for the date, or is it right for the woman to pay for it at times in the beginning or even at the end?
Are you talking about this, the first date? Is that what you asking me?
Well, I mean, any date. Let's just say any date. First, second, third. I mean, should a woman ever have to pay for it?
Okay, well, you got to talk about the first, because you got to go to the first date, so we don't start with the first.
Okay. You want to start with the first.
You got to start with the first, because that's our first.
You
want to
start with the first. All right, let's run. Let's go with the first. All right, let's go with the first.
Okay. Well, truly what I believe in a dude should pay for the first date. And the reason why I say that, because in their eyes, they feel like, okay, it's a woman's job to keep a clean house, cook dinner, and you know, hold the house down. You know, I'm just talking how, you know, how dudes look at females, and how a female look at a dude like, okay, on our first date, maybe, you know, you should pay for the date. But then on the second date, you know, I'm the type of person to be like, okay, I got you. I got us. And I don't believe in that he has to pay for the date all the time. No, I don't believe in that, but I believe he should pay for the first date, because that's just how I was raised.
So what you think about a woman that wants the man to pay for the date all the time?
I'm disappointed.
You disappointed? Does she have a right to be angry?
I feel like, you know, she's entitled to feel angry, but in my heart, I feel like there's nothing to be angry about. I feel like it works both ways in my world. I feel like, you know, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that a dude should pay for it all the time. That's just me. Because I'm going to show him the same respect and pleasure that he's given me. And I'm letting him know that I can make you smile also and bring something to the table, especially if he's making me feel like a real woman.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, Sweet T. I feel like this. If you're really pimping men, she ought to pay for every date. And I feel like this. Not only should she pay for every date, she should pay for the room, too. I think that she should pay for the gas. I think she should catch the food. I think she catch everything if you're really doing it.
And you know what? You know what I feel about that? You know what I feel about that? And I've seen it a lot of times, and I know somebody like this right now. Far as a dude thinking like that, and far as a female thinking like that, you know what? You know what I got for y'all? Y'all never be happy, and y'all never be with nobody.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm going to say it to you like this. All right, I'm going to keep it real. No, I don't think that a woman should pay for everything. I'm going to keep it real, fam, because I don't want my listeners out there to think that that's a reality check. But I'm going to say it to you like this. You know what? I think women have fought for a long time to establish, maintain, and to have equal rights on every front. And I think that black women have done an astronomical job at coming up educationally, economically, socially. I think you guys are no longer on the bottom of the totem pole. Why? Because I know I'm on the bottom, not being a black male. So with that being said, I think that we should split the cost. I don't think it should be a he should do or a she should do. I think it should be a somewhat down the middle issue. Being a man, you know, one of the things that I like to do is before I... But one of the things I like to do is before I even invest in a woman financially, I like to sit down and have a conversation with her to find out what her mindset is. Am I dealing with a gold digger? Am I dealing with somebody who's lackadaisical? Am I dealing with somebody who I may not be able to be a good fit with later on down the road? I mean, these are questions that you have to ask. I mean, and people may say, well, you're a cheapskate, or you so forth and you so on, but I'm going to say it like this. It's better to find out now that you're dealing with a heartbreaker and not a homemaker than it is later on down the road. You follow me?
You know,
what you think, sweet
tea? Well, what I feel about the whole situation, I look at it like this, because somebody taught me this, and if a guy say, "Hey, T, can I take you out to dinner?" I'm like, "Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay." So I expect him to, you know, pay for it. And then if I turn around, because this is what happens to somebody I knew of, and that person asked the guy, "Can I take you out?" And the guy was like, "Yeah." So when they got there, they ate and everything. So she's sitting there like waiting for the dude to pay for the dinner, and he's like, "Well, you asked me, can you take me out?" So that means I thought you was paying for this.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So it worked both ways. Like if a dude mm-hmm. asked me, you know, "Can I take you out?" And I'll be like, I'm expecting that he don't pay for the first day. But if I ask you out, Don, I'm like, "Can I take you out for dinner?" You,
mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to you to be digging in your pockets for your Visa card, whatever you carry, platinum. I don't know what you carry.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you this, because some of you ladies out there will make a brother just straight up just scream, you know? Make him scream.
Look, I don't know what you busting out with an EBT card. I don't know what you got. No, just
no, I tell you what I'm busting out with. Check it out. My shotgun.
Oh, my. You bad.
Yes, I can be. When it comes to my money, trust me, we all going to get violent. But look, you know what? Let me put some more statistics out there for the family, because I know they love this type of stuff. Single black women with a college degree, oh, we already went over that one. Black women are in market failure, says a writer, Karen Longhorn Fallon. The solution to find a new market for your commodity, and in this case, we are the commodity, and the new market is men of other races. More encouragement for black women to date outside of their race. Fallon is the author of the book, Don't Bring Home a White Boy, and Other Notions That Keep Black Women from Dating Out, published this month by Karen Hunter, an imprint of Pocket Books, encouraging black women to date outside of their race, and in even some cases to marry interracially. The book was joined in a broadcasting debate in recent years fueled by a blog sphere, the entertainment industry, and comments by prominent African American Tyler Perry, cast of A Latin Man, as the great love interest of black actress Taraji P. Henson in his recent movie, I Can Do Bad All By Myself, in The Princess and the Frog, featuring Disney's first black princess. The princess' indeterminate racial organs inspired commentary, and there was the 2006 movie, Something New, in which characters played by Simon Baker, who is white, and Sanaa Lathan, who is black, fall in love. Now, Whoopi Goldberg has talked about interracial dating on The View, saying that you date whom you are around. Which makes a lot of sense to me, because I have heard from black women in my circle that there's just no contact with the brothers. And that typically has to do with the social makeup of what's going on. You know, because as our black women become more educated and become more business savvy and become more business owners and homeownerships and get involved with homeownership programs and things of that nature, there is a gap, and it is disparaging, because what's happening is brothers are down here struggling, and they're going to continue to struggle as long as society has their foot on most of their necks. But guess what? The pool, at the higher up that ladder you go, the pool shrinks. But here's the magical question, ladies, and I know you're listening because I can hear you out there. Here's the magical question right here, one time. What's wrong with you dating a man, even if you make six figures, what's wrong with you dating a man who doesn't make six figures, but instead he drives a trash truck? I'm going to say it again. What's wrong with you dating a man who, even if you make six figures, does not make six figures, but he gets up every day, he goes to work, and he does what he's supposed to do. He comes home, and let me tell you something, ladies, he is laying down the groove. In other words, he is loving you up at home. What's wrong with that picture, sweet tea? Talk to me.
I just want to say, aha, aha, because the table is turned. Now the black girl's going out for the white boy. Now the black girl's complaining. Why she can't love me?
No, but sweet tea, check it out, sweet tea. But
I know foster
guys
can't.
but here's the thing, though. I mean, because, you know, here's the reality of it, is that we have a lot of black women out there who are making some high dollars. And at
now
the end of the day, but you know, here's the thing. And I'm going to ask you in all fairness, here's the thing. What's wrong with a woman dating a man who does not make necessarily the six-figure income? What's wrong with that picture? Hold on, sweetie. We got a call on the line. Let me get this call on the line before you answer that question. Let me take this caller. 678-584. You on the line? Go ahead. Hold on one time. Go ahead. Caller, you on the line?
Listening, and I didn't necessarily want to say anything. Just wanted to give you guys your props. Great show tonight.
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
no, hold on. Start over again because I cut you off accidentally. Go ahead, sweetheart.
No, this is Carla B., and I was actually just listening into the show, and I didn't necessarily want to say anything, but just to give you guys a little bit of props, great show tonight.
Well, Carla B., since you're on the line, I didn't know that was you, Carla B., but since you're on the line, I have a question for you as well. And ladies and gentlemen, y'all excuse this, but I'm going to have to chop it up with Carla just for a minute. Carla B., what's wrong with a woman who makes six figures dating a man who doesn't? In other words, just because you make six figures, what's wrong with your man driving a trash truck and working at, say, at Piccadilly's or wherever he has a job? What's wrong with that picture? In other words, let me reverse the question, make it as easy as I can. Does your man have to make six figures to be with you?
You know what? To answer your question, no, a guy does not have to make six figures to be with me. Not to say that I make six figures, but if I did, I would want someone, you know, closely, you know, to my income. And if he wasn't, I would want him to be doing something that would possibly soon make him reach those goals. You know, definitely want somebody to be goal-oriented. So I wouldn't date anybody driving a trash truck that wanted nothing more but to drive a trash truck.
Wow. So, I mean, you know what, Carla B., let me just say this to you right now, okay? You know what? If a brother gets up and goes to work every day and he drives for Waste Industries or whatever agency is out there, he goes to work and does his thing, and he's bringing home $25 an hour, however, whatever he's bringing home, but he's loving you up, he's at home, and he's being a good man to you and yours. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that picture. It's just that, let me ask a question. There's nothing wrong with that picture, but me being a business owner and being so goal-oriented, I would want that guy to really tap into his true potential. So if I looked at
what
him.
What if that is?
Good question.
A lot of times, though, you know, God brings certain people in your life for certain reasons. So, you know, you never know. Maybe God wanted me to come into this guy's life so he could see what his true potential was. Maybe he's
Wait a minute, Carla B. Now, what if God brought him into your life to keep you grounded?
You know, whatever the case, but, you know, I'm just saying what I want to do, like anybody that comes in my life, be it a mate or a friend, you know, if I see that they're, now, if this guy was totally happy with what he was, with who he was, inside and out, if he was totally happy, I will not do anything to touch that. If he's totally happy with that, but if this guy is complaining about money and this and that here and there, then okay, well, it's my job to be like, okay, we'll do something different. But if he's totally happy with it, I'm happy with it. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to clear that up.
So if he happy with and you was with him and you complaining about money, would you just leave him?
No, because I wouldn't be complaining about money because I want to make my own money. But if he's
but I'm talking about like if you want to, like you were saying, you want a guy who's on your level, and then you can't control who you love, and then you realize he's comfortable where he's at, and then you looking at it like you want better for him. Would you just go ahead and accept that, or you just would leave?
I would accept that, especially sweetie, especially if he could cook.
Oh, you're getting below your belt. Carla B, we're going to thank you for that gracious input and we're going to give you a break from the mic. You have a good night.
Ooh.
Good show, good show. Good night,
y'all. I guess if you play with the snake, you get bit, huh? Wait, what you think, baby? What you think? What's going on with you?
First, I just want to start off by saying maybe we need to switch it to black guys being angry.
Oh, man. Too much, man. Too much.
Okay.
Too much.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the type of female who, you can't control who you love, especially if he got a job and making decent money. And it's already, task is already hard. And nowadays, you making good decent money like that, as far as he happy with, hey, I mean, I'm the type of woman, if you satisfied and we straight and we ain't complaining, I got your back. That's why I understand why they keep leaving me for white girls.
Oh, boy, stop playing. Check it out. Whoopi Goldberg talked about interracial dating on The View, and she says you date whom you're around. Remember that comment right there? Oprah Winfrey has encouraged black women to start. Oprah Winfrey is also a part of encouraging black women to explore what is out there. While the discussion includes men of all races and ethnicities, the focus is primarily on overcoming taboos against dating white men. Okay? Now, by promoting interracial love for some black women, Ms. Fallon explains that she is not suggesting that there aren't any good single black men out there or that every educated black woman will not find an educated black mate. She is not bashing all black men or implying that all black women are aiming for the altar. The writer, who is a mom and a Harvard-educated lawyer, says that she is just offering a reasonable solution to the shortage of black men out there. Now, you know what? I'm going to say this right here, Sweetie. I know you want to jump in there, but I'm going to say this to your family out there that's listening. You know what? In my best guesstimation, this has a lot to do with what I consider to be the system at work, because I'm going to tell you something. From firsthand knowledge, working in the criminal justice system and just being an average brother out there myself, I don't think that the issue lies so much in the fact that there aren't any good black men out there. I think that brothers are going through enough things on their own to where the distraction and the purpose and the reason for the distraction is so devastating to African-American men that we are struggling to focus on the right thing. And, you know, we're having to go out every day and have to fight against this and against that. And see, what's happening in a lot of cases, and I'm not making excuses for some of the brothers that fall short, but I think that what's happening is that the disappointment that Sweet T talked about earlier kicks in when, you know, black women have an expectation of these men, and these men aren't able to reach that expectation. So, by in effect, what you're doing is you're coming into a relationship and you're placing an expectation on people. And anytime you do that, that expectation, that level of expectation, in my opinion, tends to turn into a feeling of entitlement. I'm entitled to certain things, so this is what I'm entitled to have. And what happens is you begin to go through what I think is the letdown process. So, in effect, I think that women, when you choose a man, it's okay, I feel, to choose a man who is wherever he is in life. But, you know, let caller B mention, is he working towards something better? Because I'm going to tell you something, family. At the end of the day, as a man, I'm going to tell you this straight up and straight out. And I'll use child support as the focal point for this that I'm just thinking about to say. We need our black women. We need our women to reach down and to bring us through this mess that we call life. And I'm going to say it to you again, brothers, we need, sisters, we need you. That means that because you all have been given the mantle and given the positions, the title, and the education that you all have, that is so wonderful. Now, being the mother of all civilization that you are, life began and ends with a black woman family. That's a fact. Reach back and grab you a brother that's worthy and bring his ass along. Now, don't deal with those knuckleheads out there that just want to crime and rhyme and walk around with their pants hanging off their butt. But guess what? Catch a brother. I mean, there's plenty of good men out there who've caught felony charges, who just had a bad break in life, had a child support been dogged them up. Catch that man. Rebuild him, revitalize him, and bring him along. Because I'm going to tell you, life without a queen, a black queen, is a lonely-ass life. What you think, Queen? Thanks, Sweetie.
Yeah, you're right. And speaking of child support, you know, like said, I have a lot of. It's just what I want to say. Far as the second reason when I think black females is disappointed and it turns to all that other stuff. But far as the other reason why they disappointed and turned to anger and bitter, because, okay, you get with a brother who you feel like you lucked up. Okay, I got me a decent brother, and then, you know, he promised you things, and then y'all wind up getting married. And then either have do it the right way, have kids together, or even had kids before y'all got married, whatever the case may be. You think this is the end of the story, the happy ending story, then he go outside the relationship. And then with a sister wind up having the courage to get over what he did and move on with her life, and then he want to take it out on her. But he's not just taking it out on her, he's taking it out on the kids. So that's when we get disappointed, like, okay, it's not about just child support. It's about spending time with your kids too. But you so upset that you got caught up, and I was strong enough to move on with my life, that you taking it out on the kids and me. And then it's not just about having child support. It's about spending time, too. So that's where that other anger come in, that with females trying to grow up a man. And then you go outside the box.
Okay, let me ask you this, Sweet Tea. I mean, you know, I know we have plenty of female listeners out there, because I see y'all on the blog when I'm looking at, and I'm also looking at the rating numbers, too. We got a lot of folks out there listening. So I'm going to say it to you like this. Shame on you for not calling in. I'm going to just put it out there. I see every last one of y'all. But let me put it to you like this here, Sweet Tea. What's wrong with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
Do black women have any fault of their own in what's going on? I mean, do they have any direct responsibility on the fact that they're so angry, if you want to go with that term?
Yes. And that's what goes down to being bitter. That's where that bitter come in at. Because I don't like females. I'm every angle. I got something for you. Why I say all the time different reasons. And that's when I'm glad you brought that up, Don. Because that's where the bitter come in at. And let me tell you why I say that's where the bitter come in at. Because I cannot. I won't say hate because I don't believe in it. I cannot stand with a female. They do so much, and they get so bitter and say, oh, every man ain't no good.
Wow.
Oh, he ain't no good. He
ain't
no good. All guys is dogs. They ain't no good. But then I broke it down to one of my girlfriends before. I said, look, let me just tell you something. I won't want a dude to say all females ain't no good, because I know I'm good. Okay? It's something about you keep attracting the wrong dude to you, like Cat Williams said. Okay? It's not about personal stuff is attracting the wrong dude, sweetie. Okay? Now, you upset because you keep selling yourself for short and picking the wrong guys, and then now all of a sudden, when you do get a good guy, you know how to treat him because you're so bitter. And then all of it don't have fault because you're so bitter. I can't stand when a female say, dudes ain't no good. Because my dude could be good. But you are so upset that you pin stuff in my head because of something you went through.
Wow.
And then you making me, you disturbing my household.
Wow.
Because you so bitter.
Wow. Sweet Tea,
whatever.
I mean, you baby, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you props on this right here. You're laying it down, for real. That's real talk. Family, I know you're out there. That's real talk. Sweet Tea, let's take a break, because I need to tell the family something. And usually when I talk to you, family, this is how I tell you. Let's get it on, because you know what? We need more love in the black community. I'm going to just say it like that. Let's get it on.
Get it on.
Let's get it on. Let's get... Hey, what's going on, family? We're back with the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show, and I am he, your host, right along with my beautiful co-host, Miss Sweet T. Hey, Sweet T, we got a call on the line. Let's go ahead and
all
let
right,
her chime
let's
on
get
in.
It on.
Let's get it with her. Let's get it with her. All right, let's go. 954, you are on the line with Sweet T and Don Adams. What's up?
You guys have discussed a lot of topics today. You go from anger to gold digging. There's a big spectrum on that one. There's a big spectrum. I'm going to start with the gold digging. I'm going to start with the
gold digging.
Number one, why is it that when a black woman actually wants to be taken care of, it's gold digging, but they will give the white woman freely? What's wrong with everybody wants to be taken care of being secure in a relationship? The whole reason marriage was really intended was for a man to take care of his family and to take care of the woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was that a question?
I'm sorry?
Was that a question for us?
Well, that was a question for you at the end. What's wrong? I mean, what's wrong with
wanting to be taken care of? Here's the thing. I'm gonna say this to you. I'm going to agree with you on one thing that you mentioned. That's this, that a man should take care of his family. I believe that, you know, hey, if you have a family, then it's your responsibility, regardless of what that situation is. But now, let me tell you something. Now, the gold digging portion, now that's for all those women out there that's single and that's looking to get in a man's pockets. Now, I'm going to put it to you like this, baby. Let's keep it real, because at the end of the day, my question for you, and I appreciate you calling in, is this. Are there or are there not gold diggers in our community?
There are gold diggers in every race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why guys are like, oh, they really don't want anything. We'll just give it to them. It's just about being vocal. We're taught to be more vocal. That's it. You need to speak.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this to you. And I go back to one of my most favorite analogies is if you sit a monkey in a chair and you tell enough people that that monkey can drive or do whatever, it'll do it. And I say that to say this, that when you are very versed with words, you go a long way in any given situation. I like the way you put that, vocal. You see, you call it vocal. Some people call it outspoken. So what I call it, attitude. And that's why I say this. When a woman has an attitude, which 9 out of 10 times, if you want to talk about races, we're talking about our sisters. Let's just keep it real. That's the case. Now, I believe there are gold diggers in all races. Tiger Woods proved that when they came out of the woodwork and chewed his ass up. All them women was gold diggers because they all came out because they wanted to get some money. So I'm not excluding our white women out there. I'm going to say it to you like this, caller. I believe like this. They exist in all backgrounds. But the deal is our sisters are more outspoken and they're more forward about it. Now, white women have a different game to this. They have a very different game. And Tiger Woods helped to prove that theory. So I'm going to agree with some of what you said, but I'm going to also disagree. I call it attitude.
Well, I mean, I guess that's all. It's all in perception. It's all in perception.
Okay,
the other
you.
Thing I want to talk about, you asked about, would you date a guy that didn't make 6 figures?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the – I don't think it's the income that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of – it's the commonality. What I mean, I'm an educated black woman. I've traveled all over the world. This gentleman might have just been vocal. What conversation would we even have with each other?
Mm-hmm.
That's my question.
What would we have in common? Well, let me share this with you then, okay? And I'm going to tell you something right now. I appreciate your questions and your comments. They're all great, and I love you for that. Let me put this out there for you, okay? There was a segment that came on, Diane Sawyer put it on television the other day, with 4 black women that were here in the Atlanta area, where we live, in Atlanta. These women came on television and specifically made the comment that, you know what, why should I lower my standards and deal with a man just because he drives a trash truck or X, Y, and Z? He doesn't make the amount of money that I make because I want a man who makes the money that I make. There are a lot of black women who think like that. Believe it or not, now, what I think we all have to do is collectively remove ourselves personally from the situation. In other words, by keeping it real, take ourselves out of the situation and say, okay, let's look at it as a whole. Now, this may not be you or your particular picture, but let me tell you something. As a whole, I can't even count on one hand how many sisters I have endured or came across or even just heard of that feel as though, you know what, I'm not going to deal with a man unless he's making X amount of dollars. How many times does it come down to it where you say, hey, what type of car do you drive, X, Y, Z? I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So I think that collectively, not individually, but collectively, that attitude that I just described has become a general consensus with our black women. That's why, and I mean, you know, I could be wrong, and I'm not an expert in the field, but, you know, I just tend to feel like this. That has a lot to do with why so many of them are single. No one wants you to drop your status. But, you know, if the man is not well-educated, if he's not well-versed in some things, what's wrong with you taking the time out and saying, listen, Jimmy, I love you, but listen, let me just explain something to you, Jimmy. You're going to have to take a bath. You're going to have to brush your teeth. I'm going to buy you some new clothes. And Jimmy, I'm going to take you, and I'm going to introduce you to some people that I want you to talk to and socialize with. Because sometimes, let me tell you something, ladies, if a man can be, if he can be cultivated, why not cultivate him?
Well, Don, I agree with you a lot of other, but I'm just
saying, on that one too.
I want to pop in on that one. First of all, Don, I was agreeing with you in a certain extent. But I want to tell a grown man to brush his teeth and wash his ass. And honey, first of all, if I got to do all that, if I got to go that far, honey, you ain't finna even get no conversation because you are a grown man, and I got to tell you to brush your teeth and wash your butt. Come on now, God. You jumped off the wagon a little bit off right there.
But you know what, sweet tea? I'm going to be honest with you. There are women that I have dated that do the same exact thing. And guess what? I, as a grown-ass man, have had to sit an angry black woman down and say, listen, baby, I have some concerns. And these are those concerns. And guess what? The shoe of this conversation was on the other foot, your breath stink or whatever. Whatever issue is,
like I said before, I think we have told him, honey, like I said, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Honey, you're a grown man. I got already two kids I'm trying to raise, honey. I ain't trying to raise no grown man. Now, you should have, I can't.
Well, hey, it happens. But here's my question. Choose
to go that way.
Well, hold on, sweetie. Let the caller get a piece of that. Come on, caller.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
First of all, you know what this conversation will go like? Why are you trying to change me? You met me like this. Why are you trying to change me? Black women are always trying to change black men. That's the conversation.
Wow.
First of all, if the brother has not brushed his teeth or anything, there will be no conversation because that's the first thing I'm looking at is his teeth.
That would never happen.
I promise you. Like I said, it's about common interests. Hopefully the place that I'm frequenting, the brothers are clean. They're not having those issues. I understand if maybe they have not been to all the museums or may not have traveled as far as I have. But, again, you got to have standards. If you have no standards, you'll accept anything. And I think that's
the problem.
We're getting to the point of black women. There's not that many, they're saying, there's not that many good men, so we're willing to accept any old piece of man. No, you should have a standard, and if he's a real man, he'll step to that standard if he wants to be with you.
Wow. Well, you know what? Let me say this to you. I agree, but with some of what you're saying, I'm going to disagree, because I'm going to say it to you like this. At the end of the day, and I mentioned it earlier in the show, was that a lot of brothers, and myself included, have had to fight, fuss, and struggle through so many different things. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to use myself as an example, and I'm going to lay out the other men that's out there. I'm a college-educated brother. I had to come through some shit just to get to that point. And when I went to college, let me tell you what I saw. 150 people in there. I was 151. And let me just tell you something. Out of 151 students in those classrooms, most of them, I was only one of two black men in those classrooms. That's a shame. And what I'm saying to you is this. I don't think that it's a matter of brothers not wanting to rise to the occasion. I think that it's a matter of so many social mechanisms and things in the way that are preventing some of these brothers from rising to the occasion, if you follow my drill. Now, with that being said, I'm not going to make any excuses for them, because you know what? Even though I had things that were pitted against me, I recognized one thing when I was in school, and one of the reasons why I decided to go to school was because I realized that black women were on the move. And I knew that I was going to have to get there to keep up. But everybody does not have that same forethought. You follow where I'm going? So with that being said, what's wrong with reaching back and grabbing a brother who has the potential to be what he can be and nurturing that? Man, I'm going to say it like this again. What's wrong with nurturing that? Because after all, the same black queens that I'm sitting right here talking about right now are the mothers and the givers of all life on this earth. You are my nurturer. What's wrong with that picture?
There's nothing wrong with that picture. Like I said, you just have to find a willing party. A lot of times people get stuck in this thing, and like I said, they're always thinking, oh, you're trying to change me. You're trying to make me something that I'm not. And it's not about that. It's finding a willing person. Like she said, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. If this is who they are and this is who they've been, who am I to say, Let me change you into something I need you to be. Let me recreate you. It's like she said, it's like raising a child again. I don't want to raise a child. I'm looking for a man.
And then on top of that, Don, you said you sitting there on the phone with two black queens. They it started from the household. What happened to that queen by teaching them how to brush their teeth? No, what happened to them? The mom teaching them how to be a man. I mean, why we gotta? You don't raise them. We raising our own. Why we got to raise her?
Hold on, sweet tea. Let me say this to you. In nowhere in life do I think that it is the position or it's within the capabilities of any woman to teach a man how to be a man. Okay? Now, I know there's a lot of women out there who feel like I'm going to raise a man to be a great man. No, what you're doing is you're raising him to be what you think a man should be. But what it boils down to is what is the true definition of a man? Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I look at it like this. There's 40 million people on the face of this earth. There's 40 million different excuses or reasons or impressions of what a man should be. So I think that's what lies in everybody's mind, is their impression of what a man should be. Now, with that being said, you know, and I'm going to be very blunt with it, ladies. No, I'm going to be very blunt with it, and I'm going to say it to you like this. I'm one of those type of people. I learned from my mother to pick and choose your battles. And I'm going to say it again, pick and choose your battles. I have learned to choose my friends, my mates, and so forth, and those things that fit into my circle. The same way I walk to a grocery store and I pick my fruit. I pick it up and I squeeze it. I look at it. If it's not thick enough, if it's not dark enough, if it's not juicy enough, and Lord help you if it ain't enough sweetness to it, whatever it is I'm looking for, I'm putting it back. So, ladies, what I'm saying is this. Before you buy your fruit, check it out. And that, I think, is going to eliminate a lot of that. I mean, because to me, guess what? At the end of the day, you can't fault a dog for being a dog. You can't fault a snake for being a snake. You lay down with dogs, you're going to get fleas. If you play with a snake, you're going to get bit. So, at the end of the day, if a man ain't, if you look at a brother and he ain't trying to deal with himself and you know this, hey, listen, move on to the next one. Because there's plenty of brothers out there who's going willing to be trying, who's willing to try and to get there if you help them. Does that make sense, Carla?
It makes sense, but can we, I mean, men are supposed to be the household. They're supposed to be the head. Sometimes the woman is tired of carrying everything. Can we lay back sometime? I need the man to carry the burden. I can't raise him, make him do what he's supposed to do, make him all he is. And then when he get all that and he leave us for a white woman, like you said, he all good and shiny.
Oh,
now everybody
wow.
wants him. He's good and shiny. You made him this perfect man, and now he's out the door because he found something better, or he thought he found something better, and that happens a lot. This is going back to what Sweet T was saying.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we're not good enough. They're so much better now that we're not good enough.
We angry. Now y'all need us.
Hold up. I'm gonna say it to you like this, and I'm gonna address it like this. Okay. Now I can't speak for every situation that's out there, and I can't even speak for all of my situations because hell, I can't even remember half of them. But I'm gonna say it to you like this. Okay. At the end of the day, in my opinion, what it boils down to is just being damn real with everything in yourself. Because you know, a lot of times, my women, my black women, who I love to death, will do, say, and create situations and not even know and realize that they are doing that. And I'm going to give you an example if I can. A brother comes home from work, he's tired, he's hungry. Guess what? You'd rather go feed the dog than you would to give him a glass of water when he comes in from work. Some men take offense to that. And it starts and it leads into other things. You follow where I'm going? But to you, it may not be a big deal. But see, what I'm saying is this. The moment I say, excuse me, baby, can I get some water, and you fly off the handle, that's a whole other, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole other avenue of issues. So what I'm getting at is, you know what, somewhere down the line, and this is my personal opinion, I truly believe that black men and black women have become disconnected, and we no longer know how to communicate. I'm what you want, sister, but I don't know how to communicate that to you. Or better yet, sister, tell me what you want, but you think you're communicating that to me, but you're not. You follow where I'm going? And that's what I think the disconnect is.
Okay, well, what if she tell you what you want and you still don't listen?
Well,
what
then you got
that?
A jackass. But then you got a jackass on your hands. Go ahead, Carla. Tell me what you think.
It's like it's the same thing. We speak in different languages. We may be telling you what we want, or maybe you just can't give it to us. You're not that one. You can't give it to us.
Well, let me ask you something, Carla. Let me ask you. Hold on. I got a great analogy for both of y'all. And I'm going to string it out like this. Carla. I'm sorry, but Carla, what's your name, Carla? What's your name?
Kay.
Kay. Okay, Kay. Let's leave it at that. Kay, do you speak Spanish?
A little bit.
Okay. Do you speak Portuguese?
I do not.
Okay. Do you speak Brazilian? I thought they speak Brazilian. They speak Portuguese in Brazil. Okay. Uh-huh. They speak Brazilian. Do you speak French?
A little bit.
A little bit, okay. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Let me ask you a question. If I take you and I go and I drop you off in the middle of Portuguese, or let's just say Brazil, and you don't speak a lick of Brazilian, or you don't speak a lick of Portuguese, let me ask you a question. You're gonna be stuck with one chore, one major chore, and that's figuring out how to do what? Communicate with those people, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now think about this. When you get there, how are you gonna get a meal, and how are you gonna eat? Because you know when you walk in a restaurant, they all speak Portuguese. You got to order your food, right?
Well, luckily, I know what it looks like in their language. Food
but
is
what
easy.
If they want to – okay, but let me – okay, what if you go down there and you run across an educated Brazilian and they don't want to do sign language, they don't want you pointing their pictures, they want you to tell me in my language what it is that you want.
I would find a way. I would find the book and I would –
Well, you know what, Kay? You know what? Well, why can't you find a way to communicate with your brothers?
I feel that I communicate. I mean, sign language, pictures, what I need.
Well, I'm talking about your brothers. How can you find a way to communicate with your brothers? How about that one?
See, that's what you were saying earlier. She'll communicate with them, and then y'all still don't understand what we're saying.
Hold on, sweetie. Let her answer that question, because guess what, baby? I love you to death because you're my favorite co-host. But guess what? I'm going to come at you with it, too. Go ahead, Kate. Why can't you find a way to communicate with the brother?
You can, like I said. You can find a way to communicate. You can.
But at the end of the day,
if he is not willing to give you what you need, or he's not capable of giving you what you need after you've communicated, then there's no more conversation.
But, Kay, let's back it up, Kay. You done went too far. Because, see, here's the thing I'm trying to get to. Here's what I'm trying to get to, Kay. At the end of the day, if you go and sit down in a brother's house, his home is Brazil, you want him to love you. You want him to do this, 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 and that. But you got to figure out a way, because men are dumb, okay? I'm a man. I'm going to say men are dumb when it comes to relationships, so I'm just going to put it out there. It's up to you as well, because you're in control of this particular situation. Just put it out there and say, hey, brother, I need my back, whatever the situation is, and I'm just putting that out there. But to find a way to communicate to that brother effectively. Now, Kay, you sound like an educated woman. Now, you know, guess what? Communication goes both ways. You have to have a sender and you have to have a receiver. And the only time you're going to know that it has been sent and received is what? Through acknowledgement, right? So guess what, Kay? Tell me what's wrong with this picture. Why can you not find a way to communicate with that brother?
I keep saying it's not about finding a way to communicate with him. The communication is happening. It's just not.
Okay.
It may not be the right communication. It may not be the right communication for the right situation. And I'm going to tell you like this.
Mm-hmm.
If this is somebody I love, I'm going to step my game up to be with him.
Wow.
I'm not going to wait on them to tell me something. I'm stepping my own game up because this is what I want, because I have ambition. I have goals in life. It has nothing to do with that person. It's what I'm trying to do to be better. And that's, I think black men have lost that way of trying to step their game up because they've been able to get away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times
they can't
get away with anything, so they don't even have to step their game up.
So black men, so in other words, we're back to black men again. So we've gotten away from the point, which was this.
No,
why can't you commit? Okay, well, let's just say it again. because you answered your own question, my question a minute ago, when you said one thing, Kay, and this is where I'm going with this. You will, if there's somebody that you love and you want to be with, you're going to find a way to overcome that. And see, that's my point, is this. Brothers, let me just say it right now. Brothers are lost, but it depends on whether or not you want to find a way to communicate with him. You said that, not me, you. Okay? So that tells me and the rest of the world out there that guess what? If you want to do something, you will do something. And you and I both know that there is nothing in the world stronger than the tenacity of a woman, especially a black woman. Black women can overcome anything. Y'all can make one sandwich, feed, y'all can take one sandwich and feed 20 people. I done seen it happen. I done seen it happen.
Why do we always have to?
Let me tell you something. I can't fault nature. I cannot fault nature. But let me explain this to you. I cannot fault nature. God gave you certain gifts. God gave you certain talents, and he gave you certain power over certain things, and that includes men, and I think you know that. Now, let me say it to you like this. He gave you certain things, certain tools. Because you have to use those tools, don't fault me. Take it up with God. Men are not infallible. We are the weaker of the sexes. We are stronger physically, but when it comes to emotions, when it comes to pain, because y'all bad children, and y'all can bounce back like hell. It's a fact. When it comes to pain, children, and all those other human things that go into it, women are the stronger of the species. I will give you that. Physically, men are the strongest. That is the only category that we lead in. So why should you not rise to the occasion? And why? The question is not why should you, but why should you not rise to the occasion? And why should you not take the lead and teach that man how to communicate?
Like, I go back to the thing with being married and being in a relationship. They always say, you know, black women are angry. We have attitude. We have this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have us both ways. You can't want us to be strong on one accord and then want us to be
mm-hmm.
subservient and soft on the other. I mean,
okay.
you can get that sometimes, but it's a fine line.
Okay.
Slipping back and forth between those two things, and that's what happens. That's
okay.
where the attitude comes in. It's like you need me to build you up, but then you want me to be
mm-hmm.
soft next to you.
Right.
Okay. Hold up, Kay. Okay, let me ask you one more. I'm going to say that question again because I don't think I got an answer to it. I know I got plenty of I got folks in the blog room cutting up. Listen, Kay, let me ask you this question one more time. What's wrong with that woman, my sister, my queen, my black queen, rising to the occasion and teaching me how to communicate? Now, I'm going to answer half of that question for you. I think I'm a pretty damn good communicator with women. I don't understand women completely, but I think that I can communicate with them. And you want to know something? It was a woman that taught me how to do that, the little bit that I do know. It was women, black women, who taught me that. Sweetie, you met my mother. You was in my mother's house. You know what I'm talking about. Not only
right.
was it my mother, but it was other black women that taught me that. Had it not been for women, I would not be able to talk to you. So let me say it again, okay? What's wrong with the woman stepping up to the plate and saying, you know what, brother, I'm going to teach you how to communicate with me.
There's nothing wrong with that. I agree. There's nothing wrong with that. There is
okay,
nothing wrong
I appreciate
with
it. Sweetie, let me chew on you for a minute with this one, sweetie.
I don't want you to chew on me.
No, sweetie. Well, I love you to death, but I need to ask you the same question. Where we at with this thing? What's wrong with the woman teaching a man to communicate?
Ain't no wrong with a woman teaching a man how to communicate. It just goes back with it's funny because when we try
mm-hmm.
to teach y'all something, then you say it take a man to raise a boy to be a man. When we try to step
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
and teach you something, then y'all understand what we saying. Ain't no wrong
well, you know
with
community.
What?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. You know what? When God took those Israelites and set them free in Egypt and said, now y'all go out and I got a place I'm going to send you with some milk and honey. I want y'all to go out there and I want you to live your life and I want you to be happy and I don't want you to worry about being slaves no more. Them folks went out there and God said, all you got to do is follow a few simple rules. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. You know what they did? They went out there and did exactly what they wanted to do. And you know what God did? He said, you know what? I'm going to punish you. I'm going to punish you. Y'all turn y'all backs on what I gave you, and I'm going to turn my back on you. for 40 years. And guess what? Sent them on out there and left them out there for 40 years in the wilderness. Now, here's what I'm saying. We should all pick and choose our battles. God chose a battle that he was going to always win because he's going to win anyway. But at the end of the day, the Israelites were foolish because, you know what, they didn't believe, or for whatever reason, they were foolish, and they decided that they wanted to do their own damn thing. Now, I'm going to leave it to you like this. If a man that is foolish enough to think that he is not in a position or doesn't want to be in a position to learn from you as a woman, the nurturer and the giver of all life, leave his ass alone.
Well,
go
I
to
look
the next
at it like
brother.
Well, I look at it like this, like I'm mm-hmm. like I'm raising my son. You gonna even listen to me what I have to say? Especially mm-hmm. I told him right now I let him know right now you don't have a choice. But when you get to that age and to be on your own, whatever, and I'm trying to still teach you some things that you don't know, because you
mm-hmm.
learn something new every day. I can learn something from him also. But my point that
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make is I let him know when you get to that certain age and I'm trying to teach you something and it makes sense
mm-hmm.
to me, you either
mm-hmm.
pick it up off the table or leave it there.
Wow. You know what, sweetie? Let me chew on you for a minute, baby. You know I love you, but let me just put it out there like this.
I'm tired of you chewing on me.
Well, let me chew on you some more. Now, because, you know, me and Kay went all around. Now, I want to tell it to you like this. And by the way, Kay, I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate you calling in and sticking with us through this thing. Now, sweet tea, let me just put it out there and ask you this. I'm going to say this to you, okay? My question is this, and I'm going to go back to the same original formula. If you're dealing with a brother, a man, and this man doesn't want to learn, and he is making you angry, which is the issue, I think, with a lot of our women out there, what's wrong with you saying, okay, you know what? I've had this. Somebody just texted me and said, don't chase them, replace them. Guess what? That's a great comment there, Xavier. I got you. But here's my question for you, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with if the brother doesn't want to learn, if the man is saying, hey, I'm doing my own thing, I don't want to hear it. You know what? Shut the door. Let him go. Leave him alone. Because I'm going to tell you something. I promise you this. I promise you this. And this is for all my ladies out there that's angry and frustrated and dealing with shit. For every brother out there that does not want to conform, does not want to deal with you as the queen that you are and the nurturer and the teacher that you are, guess what? Cut his ass off. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I guarantee you, you might not see it, but there's 5 to 10 more that's waiting to sit right there where he is, and they're going to do what it needs to be done to make it happen. You follow where I'm going? Pick and choose your battles. I mean, pick and choose your battles. If somebody ain't acting right, get them up off the team. Let's go. Let's rock. You need to roll. You need to bounce. Period. And that's where I'm going, ladies. Because you're getting upset about what? Something that you really can't control. You are really in control. You know, I'm going to share something with y'all, family. This was a story that I read when I was in college. That there was a slave ship, and there was a woman on the slave ship, a black woman. Because, you know, back in the day when they were transporting those slaves from Africa, white men used to put the men down in the hull in chains, and occasionally they would let the black women run around on the ship freely with the little black children. The black woman got tired. This sister got tired of them taking advantage of her and trying to basically raping her and doing what they want to do with her. So she decided to revolt. She decided to revolt. But in the midst of revolting, she had told the young black child, listen, I want you to go do X, Y, Z and try to free the men and let them out so that they can help us. She was taking the lead in a revolt. But at the end of the day, it didn't happen. And you want to know what they did, family, to make a long story short? They used thumb cuffs, hung her by her thumbs, and hung her on a pole by her thumbs, and literally stretched them and dislocated them. Okay? Disfigured her hands. Okay? Now, I say that to say this. That type of treatment, that type of attitude towards my queens, my black women, has transcended through generations. And this is why I believe that black women are upset. It's not so much that men aren't rising to the occasion. I think that it has a lot to do with the treatment of you. The forgetfulness of you.
Right. And that's what, I was saying earlier. Yeah.
Exactly.
I definitely understand what you said. Because I brought up, you know, all the stuff black females been through, slavery days and all this stuff, and then the stuff we've been through, and then we turn around and can't find a decent brother. And so
well,
I understand
what?
Exactly
I'm,
what
well,
you
know
said.
What? Let me put something else out there for you, family. Just like a lot of black women feel that black men want to deal with white women because we can control them. Let me throw something at you. black women, and this is what I'm reading
y'all
on my screen.
Enjoy what y'all say.
Well, hold on. Black women feel as though white men deserve them and treat them better because guess what? They don't go against a lot of what they say. So I pretty much look at it like this. That is the reverse of what you all are saying that we see in white women.
I'm just
okay.
Going back what a lot of brothers told me, okay?
Well, hold on, sweet TK.
Same thing, like I said. A black woman, she may not be able to hold her tongue as much. Like I said, it's just different. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different forms of communication.
Mm-hmm.
We've had
okay,
to be strong so long. Like I said, you have to be strong for so long. It's hard to be mild and meek. And like I said, you want us to stand up and take charge, but only when it suits y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Only when it suits you. But later on, we want you to be very mild and meek and listen to everything we say and do everything we say, and everything will be just fine. But like
mm-hmm.
I said, you can't have the best of both worlds like that. You either want somebody who's going to stand up, do what they have to do. I'm not say it didn't have to be all the attitude and all of that. But I'm saying
mm-hmm.
you want somebody who's strong and is going to stand up, or you want somebody mild and meek you can run over.
Mm-hmm. Sweet tea. Let me ask you something. What's wrong with that picture, sweet tea? I'm going to let you chop it up. What's wrong with that picture that she just mentioned? What's wrong with that picture? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm ready to get on it. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, it's what she said, that one minute
mm-hmm.
y'all want to, and then you can't
mm-hmm.
have best of both worlds.
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you've been pressed. I'm feeling pressed over here. I can't even get myself together. You're like, I'm like, okay. Let me let you go first, because I'm kind of scared.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you, Kay, I'm going to say it once again. I love and appreciate your comments, but I want to put this out there for you and the family. I want to say this. I agree with what you're saying. Every single point that you just made, I agree with it. But the one thing that I want to throw in there and add is this. Now, everyone out there knows that I used to work in law enforcement for a number of years, but family, what you don't realize, I don't know if I mentioned, is that I am now a mediator. I mediate cases and situations for a living, which means that I look at situations from both sides of the fence, which is why you're hearing this part of my segment. Let me tell you something, Kay. I agree with you, but I want to say one thing. What's wrong with compromising and finding the middle ground? Because I believe this, you're absolutely right, and men do need to step up. I'm not going to give men credit for not stepping up. And I believe that women have been doing it so long and so hard and been doing a great job of it. But you also have to understand why society has taken you and put you in a position to do that. You follow me? And it is through our, and this is why I stress it is through our women that black men will bounce back socially. It's through our women. We cannot do it without you. So with that being said, what is wrong with finding the middle ground? And sometimes in finding the middle ground, Kay, before you answer that, I personally believe that you have to reach across and pull just a little bit harder and maybe just for a little bit longer. What's wrong with that picture?
Nothing is wrong with compromise, but just know that compromise has to happen on both sides. Don't ask
exactly.
us to do all the compromising. Don't ask us to do all the work, and you sitting around waiting on us to take care of you, bring you up, teach you everything.
Oh, whoa.
Listen, compromise
see.
Works both ways. It works both ways.
See,
I'm willing to compromise. I'm a very reasonable
mm-hmm.
person. Wait a minute,
Kay. You said two things that was key. Number one, let me tell you something. I don't think any woman should take care of any man. I don't believe that at all. I mean, if a man is down on his luck, he got some things going on, he's trying to get himself together, that's a different ballgame. Okay, I think
right.
you should help that brother out. But now, I don't think you should just absolutely take care of anybody. But now, the second thing that you mentioned, what was the last thing you just said? I want you to repeat it again. What was the very last thing you just mentioned? The point that you just made.
I just said compromise happens on both sides.
Okay, here's what I'm saying to you. Here's what I'm saying to you. You know what? The real meaning of compromise is coming to the table without looking for something in return. Because, see, when you're expecting compromise on the other side, 9 out of 10 times, you ain't going to get it. So when you compromise, when you truly compromise, you come to the table with your terms and your mindset on an agreement, which You already have expectations. And once again, when you say, what's wrong with compromise on the other side, to me, my interpretation of that is you are taking your expectations of that man and you are putting them on that table of compromise where they don't belong. Because you know what? You might have somebody who's a debtor. You said you and him up for failure. So it goes down to that, making great choices, but really understanding that, guess what? True compromise, family, has nothing to do with coming to the table with a separate set of terms. It means that you truly come to the table with compromising thoughts. You follow what I'm saying? You're not looking for anything in return, because that's almost like quid pro quo. You follow what I'm saying, Kay?
That sounds more like concession. That doesn't sound like compromise.
Oh, my God.
You're coming to give up something. You come in there looking to lose something. That's not compromise.
Wow.
Compromise is I'm willing to concede some things as you concede some things. Concession is, I'm coming to the table, and this is what I'm willing to do without.
Well, you tell me what I need to give up to get with you.
The list is long. That's another conversation and another whole show. Another whole show.
Too bad, Don. Wah, wah, wah.
Y'all a mess, man. Y'all stick with us, man. Y'all a mess. Oh, family, stick with us right quick. We're gonna take a quick break on that one, and we're gonna be right back with Miss Kay, and who's joining us on the line, and my co-host, my beautiful co-host, Miss Sweet T. Hang on for a second, family. I'll be right back.
Wanna introduce you to this girl. Think I really love this girl.
Yeah.
Man, she's so fine.
Straight up dog.
She stand about 5'4", Coca-Cola red bone.
Damn.
She drive a black Durango. License plate say angel. Tattoo on her ankle. And she's making pesos. Got a crib on B Street. Right on 17th Street. And I call her TT.
Wait a minute, hold on, dog. Do she got a kid?
Yep.
She loves some Waffle House.
Yep.
Do she got a beauty mark on the left side of her mouth?
Man,
went to Georgia Tech.
Yep,
works for TBS.
Yep,
and I can't believe this shit. Damn, tell me what's wrong, dog. What the hell you damning about? I'm your homie, so just say what's on your mind.
Man, I didn't know that you were talking about her.
Oh, man, you telling me you know her?
Who I know her like a pastor know his word.
We messing with the same girl, same girl.
How could the love of my life and my potential wife be the same girl,
same girl, same girl? Man, I can't believe that we've been messing with her.
Same girl,
thought she was someone.
She's been doubling up with us.
You, hey, man, we've been messing with the same girl.
See, I met her at this party in Atlanta.
Well, I met her at this party in Chicago.
She came right up to me, giving me conversation. I said, do you got a man? She said, no, with no hesitation.
Well, it must be a music thing, but she did the same to me.
And a party all in my face while I'm laughing in my dream.
She whispered, oh my God, can you take me home?
Me too.
Man, she was in the shop singing that same song.
Is that true?
And I thought it was true confessions, and she said,
I love you.
Man, I thought her body was calling when she said,
I want you.
Look, I even got some pictures on my phone.
Look at that, there she is with some boy shorts on.
We're messing with the same girl.
Same girl.
She's the apple of my eye,
yeah.
And my potential wife, yeah.
Same girl.
Man, I just can't believe that we've been messing around with the same damn girl.
Oh, yeah.
Thought she was someone I could trust.
But she's been doubling up with both of us.
That she got me on her ringtone.
Are you talking about the pink phone?
The blue one.
Then she told me that was turned on.
It's obvious that she's been playing us,
us constantly. She's been lining up,
don't like the way that she's been going about it, going about
uh-uh.
it. What you think that we should do about it, do about it?
Call her up at her home. She won't know I'm on the phone.
Yeah, man, that's the
thing. Want me to be about
about to bust this trick. Man, just I gotta meet up with you, and I'm gonna show up too. And she won't know what to do. We'll be standing there singing, say, hey, say, girl. She was the apple of my eye, and your potential wine.
Welcome back to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. I'm joined in with the caller, Kay, and, of course, my lovely co-host, Miss Sweet D. Family, we've been chopping it up about why black women are so angry. And we've had some interesting points, both by our caller and by, of course, Sweet D. And I feel like I've been battling it out with both of them. Shit, I'm tired. I need to take a nap. But with that being said... I think that our caller made a very, very, very a good point about black women having to take the lead for so long and struggling with this and that as far as the relationships are concerned, and it's a matter of frustration. And I think that in the beginning of the show, Sweet Tea made a valid point, too, about women being disgusted, which turns into anger and in some cases, bitterness. But family, you know, we can't resolve everyone's issues, but I can tell you this, that here at EOTM, we're all about enlightenment, and I'm very much so hoping that there are some very good things, tools that have come out of this that can assist someone somewhere. So with that being said, I want to share some things with your family that you know, I didn't get an opportunity to share with you earlier. And this is interesting. At the very least, framing the problem as people of color doing relatively poorly compared to whites is misleading. It is conveniently misleading in the direction of the blame the white theory. In these sorts of discussions, you hear it framed that way constantly. You hear CNN talk about minorities struggling, but some minorities, such as Chinese American people, do better than whites on the average. If there really were an anti-white bias in society, which is to explain why people of color do relatively worse, then that would also apply to Asians, Indians, Chinese, and Koreans, and et cetera. Something like 40% of the top California universities, such as Berkeley, are composed of Asians, even though they make up something like 10% of the California population. The model minority is a derogatory term coined by proponents of the blame whitey ideology. Now, I bring that up for one reason. Because while both of us, myself and both the ladies on the line, have been talking, one of the key points that we all have had in common is that black men and black women are turning to white men and white women for what we need. Okay? Now, that's why I wanted to read that piece to set it up to say this. In my opinion, and I'm gonna say it again loud and clear, in my opinion, I think that a lot of the issues that lie within black America, within our relationships, within our social networking, and also within our professional life and our personal lives, lies within ourselves. And all too often, we seek to blame the whitey for what's going on. Let me tell you something, family. Whether it's relationships, whether it's anger with black women, or whether it's black men not even stepping up to the plate, it doesn't lie with the other people. It's with us. What you think about that, Kay?
I believe that, but it's funny, it kind of contradicts what you said earlier, though, about the establishment and about, you know, disenfranchisement.
Okay. Right.
I mean, that's contradictory. Look, you have
to... Well, wait a minute. I can defend...
We know
all
that
I can defend myself on that, Kate. Let me say this. But wait a minute, Kate. Let me say this to you. You know something? Disenfranchisement, it exists. Debauchery, it exists. So do those other crazy-ass social mechanisms that are stepping down on the necks of these brothers. But let me say one thing. Black men have a choice
Now, be it whether it's informed or misinformed, a lot of us have made some wrong choices, and we've had to deal with some things. And because we made those choices, society has treated us like we all Michael Vick. So you killed a dog or two. We don't want you playing in the NFL anymore. I'm not Michael Vick. Hell, I'm not what's his name over there. Let me tell you something. Child molesters and murderers get a better shot at things than people that owe child support. That is upside down. So what I'm saying is this. Those things that I mentioned does exist. But at the end of the day, black men have made some bad choices. I will acknowledge that. But what do you do when it comes to giving people second chances? We had a show on felons. Guess what? They will felonize a brother so goddamn fast it'll make your head spin. What I see personally, my own personal experience, white Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans come in there and do some of the same exact things and walk out with probation or misdemeanors so they can continue on with their lives. So what I said earlier, I meant that. I don't want to go so far to say it's a conspiracy, but I will say this. Black men are huge targets. So now with that being said, we have thoughts of our own. No, they are targets.
Right.
We're targets.
I'll say that. My thing is, if you know there's a target on your back, why tell them where to shoot?
Kay, I admire your question, but I'm going to answer your question like this. If I'm a woman, let's say I'm a woman. I can't be one, but let's just say if I am. And I'm raising my son. I want to teach him that there's a target on his back, right? You follow me? Guess what? That same nurturing and that same loving and giving and providing atmosphere that I'm talking about comes from my black queens. You take that brother, that one that's willing to listen, and you sit him down, because I've had women do me this, and say, listen, bro, it's time for you to make a change. It's time for you to do X, Y, and Z. Sometimes we need to hear that from you. What's wrong with that picture? And I'm not saying that, hey, just because you're a target, you got to go out there and be one. Sometimes there's some brothers that don't know that. Believe it or not, they think they're just as good as all the damn people. Not realizing that, guess what, when you step in it, the bottom going to fall out. What's wrong with you as a sister saying, you know what, brother? Once again, don't go for that.
I do that every day in my professional life. Do I have to do it at home, too, all day long?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You want to know why?
Look, I
yes,
do this
yes,
all
you do.
The time, and I tell people, watch out for the conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Watch out. This is what's out there for you. This is what you should be doing to make sure you're not in this position. Like I said, sometimes you just get tired. Sometimes you just don't want it to be that hard. And I mean,
well, you know what, Jay?
Do you still have kids that living with you at home, or are your kids grown?
No, they're here.
Okay, so that's what the point I'm trying to make is, you as a mother, you can't never get tired. You got to raise him to.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I mean,
sweet tea.
I mean, with the children, I'm talking about with a man that you're dating. No, I'm talking about with a man
you're dating.
I don't need a call.
But you know what's okay? But you know what's okay? Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, if you were a parent, which you sound as though you are, let me just say this to you, and I'm going to say this to the family. Your job as a parent is never done. I don't care the shit how old that child is. When I was at my mom's house, that's still my mother, and when I had a problem, I still go talk to my mom. You still a parent. Guess what? You still going to always live and die a black woman. So guess what?
But
your job as a woman is never done. You are always the pillar of our community. You are always going to be that.
Right. And that's what I was saying earlier, was your child is on his own, and you can either take what mama's saying or leave it on the table.
That's right.
It's up to you. So like you said, a mother's job is never done, but like I said, my son don't have a choice right now but to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But when he get up there and grown and he want to come to me and he don't like what I'm saying, he will either leave it on the table or take it.
That's right. Miss K?
Because I got to respect
whoa,
it.
Whoa,
no, like
whoa,
I said, I didn't mean the children.
Hold on, family.
You have to show them the right way. You have to.
Okay, but
I'm talking about in a relationship with someone who is supposed to be your partner.
But Kay, we recognize that. But here's the thing, Kay. You know what? I said it, and I'm going to say it again. I don't have a problem with saying it. Men are the weaker of the species. The only category that I'm stronger than you in is physically. I can outlift you. I can probably outrun you. But I can't outthink you. I can't outbear the pain that you have bear. Lord, I cannot bear a child. I probably die doing all that. Let me tell you something. You are the stronger of the species. That is a fact. It will never change. So with that being said, Kay, I want to thank you for your comments. I want to give you 30 seconds to give us some final comments, and then I'm going to turn it over to my sweet co-host, Sweetie, and let her say a few things, and then we're going to close it out, family. Go ahead, Kay.
Bottom line, you say about expectations, everyone should have an expectation of who they're looking for in a mate. Okay, it may not always end up that way, but you got to have a starting place. You got to have a starting point, a basis, because if you don't, you'll fall for anything, and then you'll end up with that any man syndrome. And that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people to be together better. My motto is, if I'm no better with you, no worse without you, why do I need you?
Wow. Sweet T, go ahead, baby.
Oh, well, only thing I want to say is, like I said earlier, if anybody remember, you free to love who you want to love. But don't love for the wrong reasons. And don't marry that person for the wrong reasons. And what I meant by that, it's like, if you'll be with a white girl, love her for her. Don't love her because you want her in your arms and show her off because she got milky white skin and rosy cheeks and blonde long hair. Love her because you want to love her. Don't love her because you think she can take you to the next level, okay? Keep it real with yourself. That's why I'm marinating on that.
Hey, baby, I appreciate it. You know what? Powerful, Sweetie. Family, I want to thank you all again for joining in with another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show, but I want to say this to you, family, before y'all duck out on me. I want to thank my caller, Kay, for calling in, too, with all her wonderful comments. Kay, it's very inspiring to hear from you, and I want to invite you back again anytime you call in. You're always welcome. But here it is,
yes,
family.
Okay.
You know what? Ultimately, you know what? The question at the top of the hour was, are black women angry? I don't believe so. I think that they're fed up with a lot of different things. And you know what, family? I know I've said some things throughout the program to go for and against that theory, but I'm going to say it to you like this. My heart lies with my sisters because I truly understand that we cannot, as a race or as a people, get out of this mess without them. That goes for my Caucasian brothers, and it also goes for my Hispanic brothers and my Asian brothers. We need our women, all of our women, to get on board with us, whether we're angry or whether we're not. Ladies that are angry and bitter, I'm going to say this to you. Every man is not worthy of your love and your trust. Every man is not worthy of those great gifts that God has given you. You, as a woman, have to choose wisely. And in some cases, you got to choose twice. Choose the man that you're going to deal with and choose how you're going to deal with him. And if you can't deal with him, guess what? Sit his ass down and move on to the next one because there's somebody else out there that'll do just as good or better for you. You follow me? I mean, the honest-to-God truth is, statistically speaking, women outnumber men somewhat 10 to 1, 20 to 1 in some cases in some cities. So you guys have us by the numbers. What's wrong with you being our teachers? I don't see a problem with that. But some of you do. And I know you're tired, but guess what? The race is not won or given to those that give up. That's all I can say about it, family. We are a family. So with that being said, join us, Sweetie and I, next Tuesday. Family, we're going to talk about marijuana and why it should be legalized. I know you can't wait to hear that one. So with that being said, family, I'm going to put it like this here. We are out. And remember this, EOTM stands for Enlightenment, Optimism, Truth, and Movement Towards Success. One love, family. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Ooh, yeah. Do you mind if I tell the truth for a second, y'all?
Tell the truth.
Yeah. No. So damn late for you to say I'm tripping. Just a homie from a state.
That's just a homie.
Don't he know it's 1 o'clock in the morning? Say it's cool, baby, it's cool.
Maybe I deserve
for you to say he's coming into town
later on this evening.
And he was just wondering if you and him could hang out.
Whoa.
I don't like it. No, I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, cause I know it's true.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve,
oh yeah. trying to impress. For you to laugh it all, like it ain't nothing. I know it's something, but maybe it's nothing here. To sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? Take a drink to help ease my mind. I wanna be mad after all those times. Maybe I deserve for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I
oh yeah. Stand waiting by the phone, but we do the same shit.